within him. Sefer Darash Mordechai, going to Mordechai Druk, that's how this is a very big shaila. He says, you know, we picture Paroi like she's a fool, you know, a shoyte. But the emphasis is, if you look at Chazal, Paroi was a tremendously knowledgeable person. First of all, there's a Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma says that when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he killed the Mitzri, and Paroi found out about it, he wanted to kill Moshe. They put Moshe up on this big platform, and Paroi wanted to kill him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Paroi an eland. He wasn't able to speak and give the orders. He made his assistants deaf. The people that were supposed to, executioners, he made them blind. And Moshe Rabbeinu was able to run away. Paroi saw an open nace over there. He saw the Yad Hashem right away. Afal Pikein, it's not negated to him at all. The second thing, Paroi sees through his astrologers that the Moshiach Shel Yisrael will be born, and he will be like a Bamayim. So you see that there's a Moshiach Shel Yisrael. You see there is such a thing. So what does he do? He comes to the exact opposite conclusion. With his Yediyeh, Mamish does the exact opposite thing. All the Zecharim into the Yor. He sees Bitztak Ninov that there's going to be Shvichas Dam for Klal Yisrael. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, He Hashem Imochem, He Chain Hashem Imochem, Kasher HaShalach Eschem Vestabchem, Ru'u Ki Ro Neged Pneichem. So Rashi says, there's a koichov, it's Shema Yisroh, it's a simen dam ba'ariga. And he told Moshe Rabbeinu, it's coming towards you. And Moshe Rabbeinu Taki used this to be melamed zchus v'klal Yisroh. By the Chayka Egel, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loma Yayim Ragoyim, why should the Goyim say you brought them out here to kill them? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mahapach, the dam ha'riga, the dam mila. You see again, Paroi had tremendous ideas. There's a movie that Kabbal HaTurim in this week's parasha. It says, Paroi told Moshe, Miva mi'aholchem. Who and who is going to go? So the Kabbal HaTurim says in Nifla de Gazach. Paroi told Moshe, what do you want to go out for? What do you want to go out for? You think you're going to enter Eretz Yisrael? No one's going to enter Eretz Yisrael. Miva mi'aholchem, there's going to be two people that enter. That's Yehoshua and Kalev. Vizehu. And he says, he brings down, Miva mi'aholchem is bigamatria, Kolov and Ben Nun. Only those two are going to go in. So Moshe Rabbeinu answered him back. Ben Orenu v'zkeinenu nelech. The ones that are under 20 and the ones that are over 60, there was no gzeira on them, so they are going to go in. We see Paroi Mamash, he sees the future. The Klal Yisrael is not going to go in. Furthermore, Yain Sinepsha says a merdeka thing over here. It says, what's up with Shevet Levi who was free from Avodah? Pashut, you assumed that there was a Zamin Choik, that those that serve Hashem were freed. But Rabbi Yisrael Ayushis, he brings down B'Shem and Medrash, that Paroi did an epis with a Chachma. He knew that the Moshiach Shel Yisrael is going to come from Shevet Levi. He says, you only can be a Moshiach Shel Yisrael if you're able to feel the pain of the nation. But if they don't have to work, they're not going to be able to feel the pain of the nation. Memela the Moshiach won't be able to come from Shevet Levi. It's a chachma, and he realizes this. And what was tackling the answer? Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Vayar b'sev loisam." He went nosa and einoy v'liboy to feel the pain. Oh, but Paroi knew all this. So how's it shayach that Paroi, with all of these yediyas and all of this chachma, he should do what he did? He's mashal ma'adav redayim, a fellow stuck in a swamp and he can't get himself out. He could be the biggest philosopher in the world, he could be the biggest astronomer in the world, he could be the biggest problem in the world, but when he's stuck, he's stuck. And if he doesn't get somebody, if somebody else is not there to take him out, it's not going to happen. That's the pshat over here. He got himself stuck in a swamp. And the only way he can get out is with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? But he was so stuck, and he wasn't willing to be machni himself to Hashem with all of his chachma, he was stuck. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu told him the Eitzah, if you'd be machnir yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give you a certain siyata d'shmaya. But kol zman you're not willing to lower yourself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's nothing to talk about. Then you don't stand a chance. Chofetz Chaim, I might have mentioned this already. Chofetz Chaim used to say over, about there were these two Yiduidik maskilim apikursim. One was the name, one had the name Odom HaKoyin Levinson, the other one's name was Ginsburg. And they had a conversation with each other. They were discussing, is there life after death or not? Is there another world, as if it's a suffix? So they made a deal with each other that whichever one of them dies first, he'll come to the other either in a dream or Bahakets and tell him what's doing up there. Sure enough.
Isn't that already admitting that there's a world afterwards?
What's that?
Isn't that de facto admitting that there's a world afterwards?
Yeah. Yeah, but Taich, they're admitting, they were not admitting. You know, that's the paradox within them. So Kitzer, Ginsburg died first. And one fine day, Levinson is walking, he's taking a stroll in the outskirts of the town, and he passes by the Beis HaKfaris, and standing by the fence, staring him in the face, is Ginsburg. Hello, I'm here. Kitzer, he fainted, he fainted, and I had to take him off. To recover, it took him a couple of weeks to recover from the shock, whatever. So there were people that were aware of this deal that they made. So they asked him afterwards, Nus, and I have a Chacham Brura, that, you know, there's life, there's another world. Said, nah, not really, he says. You know, I passed the Beis HaKfaris, I was a little bit, I was depressed, or whatever, you know. So I was just hallucinating. Chofetz Chaim said, you can have the emes staring you in the face, but if you're stuck in your egg and a krumkeit, you're stuck in your own falsha hashkofes, so the emes is not going to do anything. That was the problem was over here with Pari. He had the emes staring him in the face, he had all the nisim, and he's getting a constant message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yafal Pikein, and all of his chachma, it doesn't do him any good. Umol botechu bote kol avodecha, the orev, that the Arbe, Umol botecha bote kol avodecha, uvote kol mitzrayim, ashalei ro avisecha, v'avais avisecha, your fathers, your grandfathers never said it, saw it, miyayim heyayisim ala adam ala yayim hazeh. V'ayifin v'yayitzim miyim pari. And Moshe turned and he left from Pari. We don't find this by other makis. It was all of a sudden over here, Vayifin vayetzim yim pari. So the Ramban and the Abarbanel and the Malbim, they all say that Moshe Rabbeinu sensed that the Mishorasim of Pari were getting nervous. They already also, they couldn't take Pari's stubbornness. You know, what are you doing? You're getting us into trouble. If you stick to your guns, you're not going to let them out. We're going to have this terrible plague in our midst. So he saw that they wanted to advise Pari to already back off, but they weren't comfortable doing it in the presence of Moshe, Asher v'yifim v'yetzim yim Pari. And Taka, right afterwards, you see that they told Pari, Ad Mosa yezelonu l'maykesh. The Medrash says, L'fi shirosh avodav mislachashim. He saw that the avodim were whispering with each other, so they wanted to whisper secrets. When people are whispering secrets, it's not the proper thing to stay around. There's a maisa with the Radal, Rav David Luria, was another Gadol Admoed, a Goyin, and he was also a maskil in the different chachmas. He knew many different languages. So one time, Achmas and Mesira, someone was meiser on him. He was taken to prison. He was there for a few days, and then he had to stand trial in front of a tribunal of Goyisha judges. So they questioned him. There was an examination. And afterwards, they told him, wait here and we'll discuss amongst ourselves what your judgment will be. And he shouldn't understand what they're talking about. They spoke amongst each other in French. But he understood many languages. He understood French. So, als derech eretz, he walked to the back that, you know, he shouldn't listen in. One of the judges sees this, starts screaming at him, chutzpah hazeh, you're being judged. You stand at attention over here with derech eretz. So he starts talking to him in French. He tells him, I saw that you wanted to speak and hold back from me what you're talking about. So if he's out there, I went to the back. They were so shocked out of their wits that he started speaking in French, but also that the Derech Eretz that they let him go free. So he said that he learned this Indian from this Medrash over here, that Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw that they were mislachashim, says that they wanted to talk privately. Says Derech Eretz, when people want to talk privately, you don't listen into their secrets. and you walk out. Doesn't give end the ma'isa. Vayomer aleihem. Vayomer aleihem, and Pari said to them, "Luchu ivdu es Hashem alekeichem. Go out and serve Hashem your God. Miva miyahelchem." Just a peladik in Medrash. The Medrash says, "Asidem atem loymar." You're going to end up saying, who could go up to the mountain of Hashem and who could stand up in his holy place? What's the kesha? What's the connection between that pasuk in Tehillim and him saying over here, Miva Miyahelchem? So I saw brought down a pshat b'shem, a Rav Doiv Beresh Winter. He was a Rav and a Mori Tzedek in Wien. He said the following, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Pari, we're going to serve Hashem. So Pari tells him, you have any idea what you're going to have to do to serve Hashem? He's going to tell you, you can't eat this, you can't talk this, you can't listen to this, you can't see this, you can't do this. You know, you can't. You're not going to be able to stand this. You know, you're going to, it will be impossible. You're going to end up saying, Mi'ala Bahar Hashem, who can go up to the mountain of Hashem? You know, it's this tall mountain. To climb up there is a big tirchah. Right? Who's going to be able to do that? It's going to be full of Isurim and such. That's what Pari told them. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu's answer? He says, "Bin Oreinu uviskaneinu neilech." If we're mechanech our children from kind vayzon, that this is the Mahalach HaChayim, that's not called the Shverakait. To a kid it's Shver, to keep Shabbos, to a kid it's hard to eat kashrus. If we're mechanech them from kind vayzon, it's going to last all the way till their zikna as well. Binoreinu uviskaneinu neilech. We're going to be mechanech them as young children, and then they'll be able to do it, you know, even when they're older, because this is their derech achayim. That was the shakal v'tariyah. That was the masu umatim. The emes is the goyim can't be masik. How we're able to keep kol haTorah kulu with all of those prohibitions and what. That's our way of chayim, our the rabbi. We wouldn't want it any other way, because that's the way we're mechunach from kind vayzon.
I shvet zan ayid.
What?
I shvet zan ayid.
Who says the shvet zan ayid? Who said that maimer chazal? I think that maimer chazal was coined by the other side. If I'm not mistaken, I once heard that talk. yeah.
Shver is to break.
What?
Shver is to break.
Okay.
We don't break.
Yeah. Vayet Moshe es yodei ala shamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, he stretched out his hand ala shamayim. Vayhi choshech afeilu v'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Shloish es yomim. So Rashi says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring upon them choshech? Because in that time there was in that generation there were Rishoyim. And they didn't want to go out. So Mamela they died v'shloish es yomim afeilu. So Yaakov Kamenetsky says, say for Emes Liyakov, asks a question. And what about the Yidden that did go out? They were big tzaddikim. The Gemara says, the Malachim said, but when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachim said, the Sar Shal Yam said, Haloloiv Devoy Dezorov, Haloloiv Devoy Dezorov. The Malachim were not able to tell the difference between them. So they were here big tzaddikim. Like, so what's the pshat? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu kill the others? Talking about 4/5. The Chamush Molo B'nai Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed 4/5 of the Yidden. So what was this fifth better than the others? They also were out alive that by the Zara. Ad Kedei Kach, that the Mitzrayim were not able to tell, make any distinction between them. So Rabbi Yankiv, but at least they wanted to go out. Now these 4/5, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid, if they would remain alive, they would hinder the others from going out. Hashalafizeh, he had to get them out of the way. Now, why take it? Were those people so hell-bent on not going out? It's different shotim. Rav Yankiv says, because they were afraid, they knew that there was a Nevuah, Arba Meir Shana, that was supposed to be in Mitzrayim. And they knew that Shevet Ephraim went out Kaidim Hazman, and they knew that they were killed out. So they were afraid that if we go out Kaidim Hazman, same thing's going to happen to us. And Moshe Rabbeinu said that the time has come. They weren't makabel Moshe Rabbeinu's words. They were lacking in Amunas Chachamim. And Ad Kedei Kach, that they would hold back the others from going out, Asher Alken HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to get them out of the way. They shouldn't hinder them. As far as the Halolo Evdei Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to see beyond what the Malachim are able to see. And even if the Malach is not able to see through a Yid and see what his Teich Teich is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to see the Teich Teich, the Bnei Avram, Yitzchak V'Yankiv, and the Avhelig in Neshamas. Like the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Al Tiruni Shani Shchar Chayres, don't look at me like I'm all black and Shesh Sofasni HaShamash. What you see, the Averis, is only a Chitzayin Yizdika thing. And Rav Yankov learns, this is Pshat, when the Medrash says, that what did the Yam see? Hayom Ro Vayonois. What did the Yam see that finally made it split? Aron Yishol Yosef Ro. He saw the Aron of Yosef. Here Yosef was in Mitzrayim for 22 years by himself and remained a tzaddik. He says, those are the brothers of Yosef. They come from the same, they're formed from the same image in the same mold. It doesn't look like that now, but toich toich, in 7 weeks from now, they're going to be serving me. Al HaRazeh, they're going to say, Nasa v'nishma, Ad Kedei Kach, that Abaskal is going to come out and say that they reached the Madreg of Malachim. Those same Malachim that are not able to see the toich toich of Klal Yisrael, but they were able to reach the Madreg of Malachim by saying, Nasa koidim l'nishma. Agav, Rav Yankov points out, could we imagine what it was like to be there during Makkos Choshech, and the Yidden see that 4/5 of their people are getting wiped out? What were they thinking? What could they possibly think at the time? We're getting it worse than the Mitzrayim, right? The Mitzrayim, there was Makkos Choshech, 4/5 of an Yisrael were wiped out, and they didn't know the reason. They had no idea B'shas Ma'aseh why this is happening. So Epis they had in Muna. Rav Yankov said these words at the time of World War II. He says, even though Nebuch, you know, we saw such terrible churban, Avra Kodesh Baruch Hu knows better than anybody else what the reason is, you know, and why this is happening. And the Yidden at that time saw this happening. They had to have emunah in Hashem, that Hashem knows what he's doing. At the time, it was a terrible, terrible klap. Daber no ba'oznei ha'am. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, please speak in the ears of the people. V'yishalu ishmei Yisrayehu, v'yishmei Yisra'usa, klei chesev uklei zav. Silver vessels and gold vessels. So Rashi says, the famous Gemara in Brachas, ein no elaloshen bakoshe. No is a loshen of please, Hashem is begging. B'vakoshe mimcha hazireim alkach. Please tell them to borrow. Shalayim roisei tzaddik Avram, so that Avram, that tzaddik should not say, v'avodum v'inu oisom kayim b'hem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim, that they're going to work hard, they'll be pained, or b'v'achrich en yetzu b'ruchus gadol, loy kayim b'hem. So come on, brachas daf tes. The famous question is, it's only because Avram Avinu is going to say that. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, v'achrich en yetzu b'ruchus gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to keep his promise mitzad himself. Not only because Avraham Avinu is going to say that. That's a famous question that's asked. So I just saw now a teretz I never really saw before from the Dubna Magid. If you're medayik in the Lashon of Chazal, it doesn't say, Shelo yomer Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loikayim haftachosei. He wasn't a kindness haftach. Shelo yomer Yisi Tzadik, v'achrechen yeitzer b'chush gadol loikayim bohem. It wasn't a kaimed in them. Bir hadvar. Them it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a time why he didn't give them, if he wouldn't give them the Rechush Gadol. Why? It says, V'avon avinu yisem arba mei yeshana, v'ach reichen yeitzu Rechush Gadol. But the Bnei Yisrael were not in Mitzrayim for 400 years. Right? So later on, at some different stage in time, after the cheshbon of 400 years is up, so then he would give the Rechush Gadol. But these yidden right now, that when Hazayich this Rechush Gadol, and it's a very good taina, Hashem wasn't mevatel it. Now Hashem didn't want that Avraham Avinu should taina v'arvechen yetzir Rechush Gadol lekayim bohem. Lamaisi wasn't mekayim it in them. What was Avraham's taina? Lamaisi HaKadosh Baruch was right. The teretz is it's a pasnish that they should work hard and somebody else should get the schar. You know, where's the yashr shavoy that they suffer and they shouldn't see anything because of it? They shouldn't gain anything because of it. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Ikar adin, mitzad mai haftoche, they were not in Mitzrayim for 400 years. And it could be that Rechush Gadol will be given at a future date. But I don't have Avraham Avinu to say, They were the ones that had to work. He ended up giving it to somebody else. That is not minanimus, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want. Your sons will say to you, what is this avoided to you? Martin, you should say Zevach Pesach Hu Lashem. Asher Posach Abote B'nei Yisrael B'Mitzrayim. He skipped over the houses of B'nei Yisrael. B'nok B'yes Mitzrayim when he plagued Mitzrayim. Bez Botenu Hitzil. Vayikoid Ha'om Vayishtachavu. And the nation, they kneeled and they made Kida and they bowed down. So Rashi says, why? On the Besura of the Geula, and that they're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, ubisuras habonim shiyu lahem, and then they're going to have children. So the Velt asks the Kasha, this is the posik of the Ben Harosha. It doesn't say, they're going to tell you. They're not interested in the question. And they also, what did they say? He's Moshe Yitzhatsmi Menachlo. So here we're talking about the Ben Harosha. So what's the Pshat Vayikaron Vayishtachavu? That they thanked Hashem, Al Masura Sabonim. This is what they're thanking Hashem for. So I go in at Sadik, Rav Chaim Friedland, and Mashgiach and Panovich said that from here you see you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves a pikodin in someone's reshus, even if that pikodin is not Al Tzara Yaisu type, and sometimes that pikodin could also cause tzar. But if you know that this is a pikadon from Hashem, and you know that he left it in your rishus to take care of, and to be madrachim on his way, then for that alone, Hashem trusted you. That in itself is something to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. As hard as it is to fathom that, because there's nothing greater, it's our gittel bonim. You turn blue in the face and mount all colors till you get them to do what you want them, you know, to go on the proper way. Of Rafael Pekin, a person has to know that it's a pikadon from Hashem. I've said this already a couple of times, something that the Chofetz Chaim said. You know, people say that the way you're mechanach your child, that's the way he's going to turn out, and the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Chofetz Chaim says it's not like that. Chaim says, our chinuch is not what makes the child. That's not the pshat. Children are a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And children have their tendencies, and children have their mental and physical makeup, right? And ours is only yishtadlus. He says, if we're not mechanach our children, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have tainas on us. Why didn't you do what you could do? But to say that our chinuch is going to bring all the results, there's plenty of people that are gevaldig and mechanachim, and there's plenty of people that do exactly what they're supposed to be doing, and they don't see the results right away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ends up paying them back, if not with this child, in future generations. So that's the pshat. We're given a pikadon, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that pikadon. And when there's life, there's hope. The biggest ride to that is Esav HaRosha. What could be the biggest Agnus Nefesh to parents that Yitzchak and Rivkat Moiris Ruach, who came from Esav HaRosha? You had Evadiger Tzedek, you had Unculus Hager, you had Antoninus, you had the great Tanner of Meir, you had Bnei Bono Shalhoman, Lomdu Torah Bnei Brak. So one never knows what comes out in later generations. If that's with Esav, who was a guy, Kalvachimer Ben Benoisha, Kalvachimer, you're trusted with Yiddish Kindler. Right? So even if it looks like right now it's Shver, but with his life, with his up, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch. Where I saw this pshat, the Sefer L'Sidcha Elyon, he brings this down from Rechaim Friedlander. He's also Moisef, a little bit Tavlin. It's Yitochen, that who is able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even for a Ben Rasha, the people that were in Mitzrayim, Favos. Because they saw how low they had sunk. They were on the Mem Teshari Tumo, they were on the brink of the point of no return. The Yafal P came, HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevated them and lifted them up, and there was Zoycha to Matan Teiru, where they mamish reached the Madrega Malachim. So if I say they better than anybody else could tell how it's shaykh to have a mahapecha, an all of a sudden revolution in the life of a person. Because I'll say, one never knows what, you know, there's a button that's pressed in the brain, and all of a sudden the person could change his ways. So they, better than anybody else, they knew that. And Shalav Yized says that they thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Psuras Habanim, even though the children that this pasuk refers to is the Ben Harosh. Shteitin pasuk, Vayiso Ames Bitseikoi, Terem Yechmotz. And the nation, they picked up the dough before it became chametz. Misharei som, tsurois besimloi som, al shichmo. The leftovers of matzah and maror, they tied it up in their beged and they carried it on their shoulders. So Rashi brings down a mechilta. He says, even though that they had many animals where they could put their stuff on, why they have to carry it on their shoulders? But al chavivus of the mitzvah, the matzah and maror is a mitzvah. Al chavivus of the mitzvah, they didn't want to put it down on the behema. No mishari some tzuras b'simloi some al shechma. So Hashem says a very nice pshat over here. He says the ikur of a mitzvah is to be mekayim the tzivui of Hashem, but a chelik of a mitzvah is it has to become part of you. It has to become olavush for the person. It has to make an imprint on you. It has in itself certain zgulas of kedusha and certain midas that we take from each mitzvah. So it has to be intertwined. It has to be absorbed into your system, and you have to tie it into yourself. How do you do that? Lefi the chavivus that you treat the mitzvah with the bren, with the hislahavus, how you machshir the mitzvah. That's how much it becomes a part of you. So Zoktas Falsemis over here, since they were mechav of the mitzvah, misharei som tzruis besimloi som. The neshama has a symbol and has a levush around it. And these shiurei mitzvah, that showed how much they were mechav of the mitzvah, that shows that the mitzvah was tied onto their symbol that covers the neshama. Misharei som tzruis besimloi som. As I zokt, this Falsemis. And that comes about only through a chavivus of a mitzvah. A good Shabbos. Shabbos, good to see you again. Shabbos. What? 100%. 100%. The Svarim say that the best way to connect with Torah is through the chavivus and simchas haTorah. So we daven by no other mitzvah do you find v'harivno is tzitzis, v'harivno is divrei Torah, the zizkeit. Yeah. The zizkeit. Hello. Speaking. I don't. Right now is not a good time. Call me back.
Shabbos with your nephew last week. Can you count?
Bye bye.
And Moshe was able to see Brother Lloyd by now.
Yeah.
What's the Shabbos? Yes, our Shabbos.